Shalom, chaverim ahuvim bekol haaretz.
Hello, beloved friends all over the world. How wonderful to see you on the screens here before us as we are coming with clear feeling that we're going to draw the reforming light out of studying the study of the ten tefillot that the Ari made sure to write and Baal HaSulam to its commentary and interpretation and an organization. We're going to go into this thing and we're going to hear from Rav what the reforming light is. The surrounding light that's in me, but now seemingly is not revealed and can come to me as surrounding me, that's not quite inside yet, but corrects me so that the vessels will be revealed and receive it as internal, that surrounding light we evoke through the study. It's called the reforming light. There are not a thousand lights. There's one light towards us. It reveals, it's revealed in a thousand different manners. And the manner in which it's revealed as it's correcting the kli in order to clothe within, it's called the light that reforms, the reforming light. One of the forms of that internal light that surrounds us towards me for the moment. If I, to the extent in which I intend for it to operate on me in this way, since the action of the light upon the vessels comes from the preceding desire upon it. The light evokes the kli begins to want. The light puts the vessel through all kinds of impressions, excitements, yearnings, so that my vessel will be worn and shaped in a way that it will want it. And after that desire is revealed in the kli towards that light, then it enters from external to internal. But all the actions are done by the light. We have, there are in us now a certain point of free choice, but all the rest besides that point are actions of the light, also in making the darkness and also in making the correction and also in the filling.
Yes.
The filling and the correction, and we're going to go to the Ari. We're in the study of the Ten Sefirot. We are in Volume 1, Part 3, Chapter 15, Number 1, in the words of the Ari. We're on Number 2, I guess. There are only three vessels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, but there are no vessels to Chaya and Yechida, and they became surrounding lights. Item 2 in the words of the Ari. The thing is that the vessels are externality and coarseness and could not clothe all five kinds of neshama, only the bottom three, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama. Only these have corresponding vessels and bodies. However, Chaya and Yechida in each Partsuf do not have corresponding vessels in that Partsuf itself to clothe in, so they remain outside without vessels as surrounding light. And we're going to move to item one, little item one in inner light, which relates to the words of the Ari. However, Chaya and Yechida in each Partsuf. Item one. This matter was formed in the world of Nikudim by the force of the important correction of the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. As it is written, the point of Malchut, which is phase 4, rose with the screen in her to the edges of Bina. And phase 2 was established as a screen and the point of Siyum. Because of the new Siyum, the general phase 4 and phase 3 came out and were separated from the 10 sefirot of the general phase 4. It is so because they were under the above new restriction and could not receive the upper light into them. Thus, they had to receive the upper light from afar as surrounding lights. Phase 3 was separated from the Partsuf and became the phase of the vessel for surrounding light called garment, which is a vessel for the surrounding light of the light of Chochmah called Chaya. The phase 4 that was separated from the Partsuf became the phase of the whole, which is a vessel for the surrounding light of the light of Keter, called Yechida. This is brought above in the Ari's words. Look clearly there. And now we're going to see a clip about how reality appears to us this way.
Guf.
There's Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal, the garment and hall, the root, soul, body. Here's the big difference between root, soul, and body is the body and the hall and garment are the surrounding. That's how we feel it. That's why our world is divided this way. There's I, where within me there's the root, the soul, and the body. There's the body, and everything around me is the hall outside of me. This is how my reality, our reality is appearing to us out of the deficiency in our vessels. The moment we come to a state in which we have, this is due to a lack of a screen. Because of the lack of a screen. But the moment we reach a state in which we do have a screen, then all of this we will feel as us, which is in the created being. This is the created being, and that's it. And he is before the Creator. And there's none besides him and the Creator whatsoever, anything. Meaning that this division is imaginary, that it exists this way. It all depends on our perception. The moment our perception is corrected, there's no me and world and clothing and hall and garment and hall or anything. It's all like that in the reality because my vessels are not corrected. I can't grasp it in another way, in a correct way. Now we're going to continue with the words the Ari writes here in Inner Light, number one. And the Ari writes here, and could not clothe all five kinds of neshama, only the lower three, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama. Only these had corresponding vessels and bodies. However, Chaya and Yechida in each Partsuf do not have corresponding vessels in that Partsuf itself to clothe in. So they remain outside without vessels as surrounding lights. It means that when he writes that they remain outside without vessels, he wishes to say without inner vessels, because they have become vessels for surrounding light called garment and hall, levush and echal. We might ask, since only the lower vessels were separated, which are phase 3, namely Zeranpin, and phase 4, namely Malchut, the lights of Ruach and Nefesh should have remained without vessels and become surrounding lights. These are the lights that relate to phase 3 and phase 4. Why then did Chaya and Yechida remain without vessels? After all, their vessels are Keter and Chochmah, which remained in the Partzuf. You already know the inverse relation between bestowal, which is extension of light to the Partzuf, and the vessels of reception of light in the Partzuf. As the Ari wrote for us, every giver gives in the coarser thing, and every receiver must receive in the more refined thing. And this has already been explained above. And we're going to move to the explanation of Rav. We do not differentiate lights as lights. How can I differentiate between one light and another? But he says this way. The inverse relation between vessels and lights that are lowered between the lights by refinement and the vessels by coarseness. So if I measure according to refinement, of course a baby is the best. He's not egotistical. He's natural. He doesn't relate to things like because he has these intentions or something. Really, on those actions of him, we don't even actually, we relate, even those actions with love, because it's, there's no intention. It's without any exploitation of others or bad attitude towards others. But what can he accordingly do if he uses such refined, such pure vessels? It's like within an animal, that even if he, kills someone, it's from his nature, he has no intention. And therefore, those vessels that are so, they're actions that operate in spirituality this way. And anyone who's greater than his friend is much more egotistical and coarser, but therefore he does bigger work. Therefore, the revelation of spiritual is the way that all of the stages that humanity goes through and reaches the biggest ego, like in our times, compared to the more pure people that lived 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, where those desires were very small. So today, we certainly are worthy of corrections, because there's what to correct. So the inverse value of vessels and lights is like this, and it's measured by the side of the vessel, not from the side of light, even though we say the inverse relation of lights and vessels. But it's not lights, but rather vessels that are closer to the lights and vessels that are further away from the lights. There's a gap between them there. So to the extent in which the kli for the absorption or reception of the light is more refined, it certainly is more, it's further away from the real work. And if we're talking about one person, so in one person we have two forms of vessels, refined and coarser. If I'm talking about myself, that I exist, not generations, that I was once with the refined desires and now with coarser desires. I, as a person, now exist. This is me, yes? So we say you have 5 degrees of desires. What desire can you activate in the right way? If it's only the root level of desire, then according to the coarseness that you're operating, this is how refined it's going to be. And if you can operate the desire of the fourth phase, then you can have accordingly the degree of refinement. Meaning that kli, which is coarse, due to its coarseness, if it has a certain level of a screen, then it becomes accordingly refined. And this way, it turns out that the coarsest person, the most egotistical person, becomes the purest and most altruistic person through the correction. And if it's a small person, then just like he wasn't so bad, he also won't be so good. Meaning the benefit is specifically from the greatest coarseness.
Yes,
so there benefit both in refinement and in coarseness, and we're continuing in little item one, starting with, and it is clarified there. It has been explained there that the expansion of Ein Sof to make vessels is called bestowal upon the Partsuf. For example, it is known that for illumination of Yechida, the expansion of the light of Ein Sof must encounter the screen of phase 4, meaning the coarser thing. Then, by the striking of the light, reflected light rises and clothes up to Keter, which is the light of Yechida. And if the degree does not have the above coarseness of phase 4, but only coarseness of phase 3, then the expansion of the light of Ein Sof that strikes the screen raises reflected light to a level that reaches and clothes only the level of Chaya. Thus, the bestowal of the light must be at the coarsest degree. However, the reception of the light that is drawn in the above manner is the opposite. Although the light of Yechida is imparted only by the coarsest thing, which is phase 4, still, that light of Yechida cannot clothe there, but rather in the most refined thing in the degree. Meaning, only the vessel of Keter. Similarly, the light of Chaya, which is imparted by phase 3, does not clothe there, but rather in phase 1, which is the most refined in that degree. And it is likewise always. And now we're going to hear a little about the benefit in the refined vessels. If during the work I manage somewhat to sustain myself, to hold myself in connection to spirituality, the results I identify during the study in a more refined vessel. That's why we have a problem. Everyone thinks, I can't concentrate in the street, I disconnect, but to the extent in which we try and attempt to be there, connected to spirituality, even somewhat, a little, with some very small measure in the slightest possible way, without living in it. Yes? But there is a great benefit that will happen during the study, meaning in the finer vessels. 2, 3, and 4. Meaning we cannot judge at the time that I'm efforting, exerting, and I'm truly holding on with my teeth to myself here, yes, to remain in some form of connection with the spiritual external world, and that towards why I don't have. Because anyway, I'm in such an effort of where is this? Simply, where is it? It will be in a different state, in a different place. And it's always a problem. Because a person is used to, in our world, it's barely like that. It's barely ever like that. Rather, on the spot, in that same vessel, we receive the pleasure. Because what is in our world? Wherever I want, yes, and some desire that I want, that's where I feel the pleasure. And here, it's actually happening the opposite way, because there are vessels to extend the lights and vessels to receive the lights. And that's very confusing. And it's all a result of this screen.
And
this confusion, it's kind of small, but it's inverted. It's an inversion that doesn't let us feel the connection between what we in an exertion in one state and in another completely disconnected state, distant, far, different, we feel the result there. And the difference between them is the screen that's in the spiritual vessel. Yes, and we are continuing in little item one in the words of the Ari, in Inner Light, under the words, and therefore follows. It therefore follows that because of the separation of phase three and phase four from the Pertzuf, they drew far apart and became surrounding lights. For this reason, the giver can no longer bestow upon the Pertzuf neither the light of Yechaya nor the light of Yechida, since bestowing the light of Yechida requires phase four, and bestowing the light of Chaya requires phase three, which are by now separated and gone from the Pertzuf. Thus, you evidently see that from now on, the light of Yechida and the light of Chaya will be absent from the Pertzuf, as phase three and phase four have parted and are gone. We also understand that the garment, which is the surrounding vessel from phase three, is the surrounding light of the phase of Chaya. For it is the light that drew far and disappeared because of its disappearance from the Partsuf. Hence, now it only shines from afar as surrounding light. It is also clear that the hall became the surrounding light of Yechida, for this is the light that disappeared along with phase four when she disappeared from the Partsuf and must now shine from afar as surrounding light. And we will hear an explanation from Rav about me and my world. Root 1, 2, 3, 4, no matter how we will depict this vessel as a square or circle around, the thing is just the capacity of the vessel and how it can receive. Yes? There are parts of the vessel that are filled with lights. Yes. And this is actually what the soul feels. So it has Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. And these vessels, Chaya and Yechida, are outside. And they're called surrounding. Hence, our world is divided into internality and externality. The three inner vessels of mine are called I. That's how I feel myself. The two external vessels that are called garment, clothing, or the hall, what's beyond the clothing, or the garments, are the surrounding. That's called my world. That's the world. My world. So, the world and I are actually what I imagine as due to the lack of a screen. If I were to come to a state that I would have 100% screen, then everything will be concentrated in one vessel, not internal, not external, not surrounding, not garment or hall. There will be no reality that I'm feeling right now, because my vessels within will be built this way. That's how I perceive. That's the structure of my perception, and that's why reality is depicted in such a way in my senses. Yes, and we are continuing to the words of the Ari, item 3. The three vessels of Naran are regarded as external, medial, and internal. Item 3. It therefore follows that in externality there are only three phases, which are three vessels, external, medial, and internal, so that nefesh, ruach, neshama will clothe within them. As they have corresponding vessels, however, Chaya and Yechida do not have corresponding vessels to clothe within them, and they remain a surrounding light. We're going to move to the words of Rav. This is called the Guf of Adam, the body of a man. And besides that, we have two external vessels, which are, this is the clothing of the Adam, and this is the whole, the garment of the man and the whole. Two layers of reality. That altogether is our reality. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, internal vessels.
Shorash, neshama, guf.
Root, soul, and body. The garment and the whole. And my whole world. And these are all my vessels. These are my vessels of perception that I can feel and receive reality in such a way. If I change my vessels of perception, acquire screens upon them, I will perceive them as all being within me in one kli. Meaning the perception of reality is a result of the correction of the vessels. The world changes. It truly takes on a completely different dimension where a person corrects his vessels. Yes, and we have come to the conclusion of our session where, with a little announcement. Dear friends, you are invited today to a unity event for the holiday of Purim. Rejoicing and joy. It's going to take place on Saturday, 23rd of March. Convention.kli.one for registration and information. It was a pleasure. It was wonderful to be with all of you, and we'll see you in